back here on the second quarter with a third down and 17 for Cornell. Matthews looking to go back to work. Here comes pressure again. Matthews, great job hanging in the pocket. Going deep down the near side, and he overthrows his intended target, Grant Gallatly. A couple things on that play. Mama, pretty good pressure with just a four-man rush. And Matthews, so poised back there, though. He just hung in the pocket. He didn't dance. He didn't really move. He just kind of let the rush go in and around him.
And, Matt, the really interesting thing I saw, the ball never lost the launch point. He kept the football by his right ear the entire time while he was directing traffic, while he told Gallatly to break off his route and go down. And you know that's what the NFL scouts here in attendance today are going to notice as well.
Chris Frazier on to punt. Here comes Monmouth with some pressure. Frazier gets off a nice spiraling kick. Angled back to the 15-yard line. Phillips, returnable ball. Gets to the 20, 25. Hangs for a second far sideline and then gets ripped down at about the 28-yard line. Good return of
Elijah Phillips on the return.
About 17 yards. It'll be first and 10 for the Hawks from their own 28-yard line. Monmouth leads 10-0 early on in the second quarter.
And again, we see, Matt, this game plan starting to take effect. Cornell had the football for what? Maybe a minute, 2 minutes on that drive. Monmouth doing a really good job getting the ball back. And now they should look to continue that same formula. Grind the clock down, run and pass balance, and look to get some first downs. They're doing it to a T early on.
Hill comes on here with a first and 10. McLafferty right side of the formation. MU will keep it on the ground with Julian Hayes off the right side. Pops forward for 4, maybe 5 yards. Clouds starting to roll in a little bit more. We'll give Hayes a 5-yard pickup and say second down and 5. Very comfortable out, however, for mid-October.
Yeah, had actually too many layers on when we came into work today. This is as good as you could hope for mid-October on the Jersey Shore.
Sumlin, Sterling, and Phillips closest to furthest away in a trips formation off to the left side. Cornell bluffing pressure. Here's Hayes running where the pressure was coming from. Hit at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of six and a half yards. Going to be enough for a first down. And the sticks will move here for Monmouth. That's the game plan. Mix in the pass with a good solid running game. And Monmouth so far has added it up to a 10-0 advantage.
It's kind of funny. Monmouth, which is the better running team, the better balanced team, they don't huddle, but they take more time. Cornell, the up-tempo passing offense, they do huddle offensively. Just funny to see how these teams go about their business.
Split back set. Play action for Hill. Here comes pressure. Lets it go into the flat. Jake Morrow will make the catch and get taken down about the 43-yard line. 3-yard pickup. Make it second down and 7. Maybe second and 6. They'll spot it at the 44. Morrow on the season, his third catch of the year. Was a guest on our Tuesday night show. Real good kid. Just talks about being part of the team, which was so unselfish. You know, you think in the Monmouth offense, the role of the fullback, you are a blocker first, and maybe you get the football thrown in your direction once every other game. Hill will give it to Hayes, who leaps over the pile, gets stopped at the 46-yard line for a gain of 2. Make it 3rd and 4.
Yeah, I was at the show on Matt Jacks on Tuesday, and it's always good to hear a young man, a young football player say that. He takes pride in being kind of that de facto member of the offensive line. And you're pretty generous with how often the fullback gets it. I mean, you may go games without seeing anything thrown in either his or Justin Pandorf's direction.
We're not giving anything away. He said there's not a play in the playbook that says the fullback will get the ball rushing the football. Maybe in the passing game. Asante, the single back. He'll stay in the block. Hill hanging the pocket. Has McLafferty, who will make a first down catch and more. Rumbles his way into Cornell territory, the 42-yard line. Shifty move around the 45 to get 3 or 4 extra yards.
Nice route, too. Broke outside, and then once he got the defender on his off shoulder, cut it back inside. Nice little run after the catch. And again, we see this game plan. Keeping the clock going, converting it third down, and they're now into Big Red territory.
And not asking Brandon Hill to do anything that's not in his strength. Split wide out set. Brandon Sook has come in at a tight end. He's on one side, Fable on the other. Play action, Hill here. Does want to go downtown. Looking for Phillips. Badly overthrows him. on a miscommunication between wide receiver and quarterback. That'll make it second and 10, pretty much on cue with my asking him not to do more than you would anticipate. Monmouth dodges a bullet there and will get it second down and 10 from the Cornell 42-yard line. 11:37 to go here in our first half. Monmouth, if you're just joining us, with a 10-0 advantage.
Brandon's still good for one of those a game, it seems. One, miscommunication. Don't want to put it all on the quarterback, but it seems as though that happens at least once or twice a game where him and a receiver not on the same page.
Slot receiver combo up top to the right. H-back receiver combo to the left. Hill hanging in the pocket, in trouble now, and will have to take the sack. Back to the 48-yard line, 6-yard loss. Third and 16 coming up, but I will say this. Again, the decision-making from Brandon Hill has been good today. He probably could have thrown that football away, but he would have been throwing it to a spot he would have had no idea what was actually there.
Yeah, still in the pocket. He wasn't at a point on the field where if he threw it out of bounds, it would be there wouldn't be intentional grounding. So heady play there by the quarterback. You know what? Play the next down. You could try to pick it up here. You could even be in four-down territory.
Third and 16. Let's see what Monmouth does with trips off to the right. Four into the pattern. Hill lets it fly down the middle. He's got someone wide open to the 20-yard line. He'll get to the 15. Delivered pretty well on what will be a 33-yard pickup. And the Monmouth offense in business here again. They'll have it first down and 10. Ball will be spotted at the Big Red 16.
Easy when they're not going to play tight coverage in the secondary. Sumlin running free down the seam, made the catch, able to just fall down for the first down. Hey, Matt, Brandon Hill, except for that one overthrow, looks great today.
Sumlin and Phillips this time. Slot receiver set to the left. Sterling up top to the right. Looks like he's going to have single coverage. Here's the give to Hayes off the right side. Hayes cuts back, works his way down to the 11 on a 5-yard pickup to make it second and 5, coming up on the 10-minute remaining mark here in half number one.
This Cornell defense allows opposing quarterbacks to complete almost 72% of their passes, and that's what we've seen today. Some short stuff, that third and 16 conversion, a nice play down the seam to Sumlin.
Hill going to snap the hands together. Get it. Look to let it fly. Delivers a strike for Sterling. Touchdown, Monmouth. Thrown on a rope by Brandon Hill, who finds his favorite target, big number 17, Neil Sterling. Gets the touchdown reception, and Monmouth has blown it open here 16-0 in the second quarter.
I don't know what was more impressive, the throw on a line or Sterling going up in double coverage and pulling it down for the touchdown. Those two seem to be developing a really nice rapport once MU gets into the red zone.
Well, I will cast my vote, though I love the catch. That ball had some zing on it that time from Brandon Hill. He threw that with confidence. Spillane for the extra point. Make it 17-0. Monmouth, 9:37 to go in the opening half. MU leads big. We're back with more Hawks football in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Horman, Eddie Acapinti with Ray Malaspina back in the studios. Monmouth looking like a totally different football team than a week ago. MU leads here 17-0. They were down 21-0 at the end of the first quarter last week to St. Francis, PA. Now leading Cornell by a comfortable 17-0 margin. That scoring drive, 10 plays, 71 yards, just under 5 minutes off the clock. Hill to Sterling from 11 yards out. Santangelo with a high end-over-end kick. Rogers stopped at the 1-yard line. Now he's going to bring it out, get to the 15, out to the 20, and then drag down to the 24-yard line. There is a flag thrown by the referee who's trailing the play.
Ben Rogers on the return.
Let's check the infraction first with 9:28 to go here in the second quarter. That time of possession stat sometimes deceiving. But in a game like today, actually extremely important. Monmouth just about 15 minutes, Cornell just over 5, which means that this high potent offense led by Jeff Matthews hasn't had the football a whole lot. Thrown at the 15-yard line, the penalty on the kick was a hold. So the ball half the distance to the goal line will go back to the 7-yard line where the Big Red will have it first down and 10.
You are a winner. Claim your prize courtesy of McClure.
I don't even know, want to know what you have going on right now. Don't show me. I don't want to know.
I don't blame you.
First and 10. Monmouth coming out defensively after some movement now up front. MU in their base 4-3. This is going to be procedure against Cornell. Another half the distance to the goal line penalty.
Your game day program.
Linebacking core right now of Peyton Minnick, Gary Onokuzi, and Dave Demersion.
You're the winner. Report to the Hawk Zone marketing team.
Guys do a little bit of everything differently, but well. Demersion, a good all-around guy. Onokuzi, more of a run guy. And Minnick, very versatile at the outside linebacker spot. Empty backfield here on first down and 14. Matthews hanging in the pocket. Too much time. Goes down over the middle. Looks for Galatly, who will make the catch in front of Sutton. And just like that,
Matthews
Cornell gets themselves out of a big hole.
Galatly working on number 27, Andrew Sutton, out of the slot. That's a tough matchup for the fifth-year Monmouth senior against Galatly, the best receiver on this Cornell team.
Long gain gets the ball out to the Monmouth 29-yard line. That's the one thing, as well as Monmouth has played, this Cornell offense can catch fire in a hurry. Again, the empty back set. Three receivers right, two up top to the left. The tight end, Bo Stain, as a slot man. They'll look for him down the seam. He's open. Almost had it. Demersion running step for step. Able to get just enough of his body in way of the root. And it sets up a second and 10.
Well thrown football, however, down the seam. Put it where only his guy could get it. Just a flat out drop. Forcing second down.
This time Matthews will be joined in the backfield. Trips right, single receiver left. Quick flare pass to the outside. Galatly catches it and tackled in the open field by Clark Coe at the 33-yard line. That's a gain of four. It'll bring up a third and 6. 8.5 minutes to go here in our first half. Monmouth leading 17 to nothing.
It's been as good a start to this game as you could hope for if you're a Monmouth fan.
Three-man pressure showed here from Monmouth. Now Brandon walks up. He may be blitzing off the corner. Empty back set again. Trips left. Twins right. Irizarry, O'Hara, and Eisenstadt, the three-man rush. Monmouth will drop eight. Looking down the sideline was Matthews trying to get it in the hands of Lucas Shapiro. That ball off kilter. And it will set up a fourth down, and Cornell will have to punt.
That will bring up a
fourth
down.
For the third time today.
You and I were at the game up in Ithaca last year. We're here today. And this Cornell offense, which last year was buzzing, they were clicking on all cylinders, they just don't look in sorts today, Matt. This Monmouth defense is much improved, but this Cornell offense doesn't look as formidable as they did a year ago.
Phillips waiting at his own 17-yard line. The kick of Chris Frazier coming. Here comes some pressure again from Monmouth. Nick Carroll almost got to it. Bounces at the 30. Phillips will watch it drift off to his right, Cornell's left, and it'll be down at the 26-yard line. See, here I thought we had been working together for so long. I try to mind meld with you a little bit. I thought you were going to say, looking back at the game last year, I thought you were going to say, this is a totally different Monmouth team than we saw last week when you and I made the trip, not to Ithaca, but to Loretto, because we're not looking at the same football team than we saw 7 days ago.
No, absolutely true, and we said it in the pregame. Monmouth last week was just emotionally dead. They were flat. They weren't playing with any kind of fire. Today, the opposite. Maybe it's the homecoming crowd. Maybe it's that they haven't won on homecoming in a couple of years, but they look completely different than a week ago.
See if the offense can stay on track right now. There'll be the give to KB Asante up the middle on first down and 10. He'll get to the 34 gain of just about four. Second down and a long six coming up. Quick programming reminder for you. Each and every Tuesday we usually talk Monmouth football from Jack's goal line stand. This week, because Monmouth will have no game on Saturday, there will not be a show. So invite you to check out GoMUHawks.com for the latest news and notes on the blue and white. No game next Saturday, so Monmouth, you know, would love to win this one and get some extra rest and gear up for a four-game November stretch. Hill on second down and six. We'll give it to Asante. Cuts back. Goes to his right. He'll have the first down and a little bit more. 10-yard pickup out to the 40-yard line.
Asante, the ball carrier.
Tripped up and dropped there.
J.J. Fives.
By J.J. Fives, the outside linebacker.
First down.
Staying ahead of the chains, though, Matt. Letting that clock tick. It's what this Monmouth offense needs to and has done all day.
Hill taking his time in between plays. Split wide receiver set on first and 10. Stops, throws, looks for Davenport, who makes the catch. Then had it deflected out of bounds, but did he drop it after he had already gone out? No, they'll say he was juggling the football. It'll go back as a second and 10 of the Monmouth 40-yard line. Pretty good touch on that throw by Brandon Hill.
Yeah, put it right there. Credit the defensive back with a nice play. You need to control the ball through the catch. Lamar had it initially and then wasn't able to control it when he went out of bounds. But credit Hill. Again, another well-thrown football. With the exception of that one overthrow, he has been on today.
Second and 10. Trips off to the left. Flare pass to the outside for Richards, who's only to get one out to the 41-yard line. Tough play call into the near side of the field. Make it third down and a long eight. Michael Turner on the tackle. 6:20 to go here in our second quarter. Monmouth leading 17 to nothing over Cornell.
Yeah, maybe trying to catch Cornell a little off guard, not expecting Monmouth to run that play to the boundary side, and they were, because they had two defensive backs over there, and unfortunately there's not too much the receiver on that side could do to block.
Tight trips package off to the right side of the formation. Sumlin, Sterling, and McLafferty. Davenport near sideline left. Hill hangs in the pocket, has the ball deflected at the line of scrimmage, and it will go as an incompletion. Interior pressure that time by Justin Harris, the 6'6 senior, who did what good defensive linemen do. If you're not going to get to the quarterback, put your hands up and look for a deflection. Works out that time well for Cornell, who will get it back. Let's see if Monmouth can get off a clean punt here. It's been a problem the last couple weeks. Cornell does put a player back, and Rogers' ball goes over the head of Spillane. He will kick it out of the back of the end zone wisely and take the safety. Yikes. Flag down, thrown at the 9-yard line. Not sure what the discussion is going to be here. I don't think it should be anything against Spillane. I mean, he's able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. He did. You said it correctly. The smart, heady thing to do was to kick it out of the end zone. How disastrous, by the way, has Monmouth's special teams been?
Well, it's really been that one unit. It's hard to say the special teams. It's a special team. It's the punt team. They think back to Robert Morris. All 9 points for the Colonials came off of mistakes by the punt team. Monmouth had a punt block last week. They've had a punt block here today. They've had a snap now go over the head of Spillane. And they'll have to take a safety. Well, I didn't get the official word on what the penalty was. Whatever it was, Cornell will decline it. And it will be a safety. And now Monmouth can punt or kick from the 20-yard line. Boy, you just hate to give points like that. You say, well, it's only 2 points. But now all of a sudden it goes from a 3-possession to a 2-possession game just like that.
And more so than the actual points that are on the board, it's the life that you give Cornell. Because now they know, they come out, they get a touchdown, one score a game. And you went from completely dominating this football game to now you're in it. Now it's a 50-50 game, and you've got to go out and make plays to win. Plus, when you don't play well on special teams, Matt, it is deflating for your other units that maybe are playing well.
Even if it's the same guys. You know, it's a lot of the same guys, but now all of a sudden you're kind of looking around and don't think for a second that the punt team, whether it's the rest of today or even the next couple of weeks, they'll have that stuck in their head. Like, we've really kind of botched things up the last couple of weeks, and it becomes a mental thing a little bit.
And when you do it once, twice, maybe three times, then when you do it again, you get that doubt creeping in the back of your mind, like, you know what? I hope we can do this. I hope we remember how to do this right, because this has been, it's been bad, and it's been bad enough for a few weeks.
It'll be Spillane to punt. He can really unload on this. No pressure at all. High spiraling kick, not very long. Fielded at the opposite 20-yard line by Rodgers. Big hole now off the left side. Rodgers at midfield and one step away from probably celebrating in the end zone. That's what happens with special teams. 2 points, okay, you say big deal, but then you got a kick from the 20-yard line. You get a return of about 37 yards. Now all of a sudden, Cornell right back in business. It just totally changes the game.
The penalty was officially illegal kicking on Eric Spillane. Yeah, that's yeah, hand wave to that one. But your point holds true. 2 points, the ball in Monmouth territory, and the Big Red have momentum.
Here's Matthews bringing the offense back on. Single back set off to his left is Hagee. Trips right. Receiver up top to the left. They'll look for Hagee in the flat. He'll make the catch. He's got the far sideline with room down inside the 30. Breaks a tackle to 25. Gets a couple of extra yards down to the 23-yard line. Make it the 22-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for the Big Red.
Peyton Minnick makes the tackle.
5.5 to go second quarter. And the Big Red have life for the first time all afternoon. It all started with the safety. And now their passing offense will look to get it going.
Bostain, Galatly, and Lenz off to the right side of the formation. Rodgers and Shapiro up top to the left. Empty back set for Matthews. Clock down to 5 minutes in the second quarter. Wants to throw, pumps once, now going to step up into the pocket and run. He's got some room in front of him, makes a move to his left at the 15, gets down to the 10, down inside the 5, where he will dive forward and get taken down by Joe Johnson at the 3-yard line.
Made by Joe Johnson. That will result.
So to say he's not a running threat would be a bit of an understatement, seeing as how after that play he's probably at around 0 rushing yards for the year because sacks count against him.
Sacks count against him, but he is not a running guy. Offset eye formation this time. Matthews will come up under center. Single receiver is Shapiro. Split right. Tight end either side. Out of the eye, it will be Hagee working his way down towards the goal line. Just shy inside the one where it'll be second and goal.
O'Hara makes the stop.
Teams that throw it a lot, especially out of the shotgun, this is where they have the most trouble. See what the Monmouth defense can do. It's weird. As soon as you put a quarterback under center and you switch how the offense thinks, it could affect things. Now, Monmouth, that we see in this position, they stay in the gun and still look to do what they do with Matthews now coming up under center again.
Maybe time for a quarterback sneak. Tight end either side. Matthews will look off to his right where he's got two receivers. Hagee the single back. There is the quarterback sneak. Matthews trying to get in, and he is. Touchdown Cornell. Special teams blunder hurts Monmouth. Not once, but twice. As with 8 points going for 9, Cornell an extra point away from being within one score in a first half that has been totally dominated by Monmouth.
Matthews goes 6'4", 230. You called it before the play. Smart play. Let your big body quarterback just burrow into the end zone.
Rodgers, the holder. Extra point attempt up and in by Boomer Olsen, number 46.
3:50 left in
so just like that, from 17-0, now 17-9 in favor of MU. We're back after this 30-second timeout. Hawk offense going to set to take the field. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Kessler Field at Monmouth Stadium, where MU has given up 9 consecutive points, 2 via safety, the last on a quarterback sneak from a yard from Jeff Matthews. 17-9 now, MU with the advantage. On to kick off will be number 37, John Wells. Back deep for Monmouth, Pete Nagy and LaVon Cheney. This one in the direction of Nagy will bounce at the 6. 6 yards inside the end zone, I should say, not be returned. The scoring drive, 4 plays, 43 yards. After a long return by Rodgers, short field to work with, Matthews with the 1-yard touchdown run took up a minute 46 on the clock.
Proceeds will benefit Alumni Association program scholarship and events.
And now really for the first time in a half, the Mammoth offense, I think with a little bit, even if it is a little bit of pressure to try and sustain something and almost work the rest of the clock out. Last thing you would ever want is for Cornell to get the ball back and have an opportunity to score. First and 10. Hill will flare it to the outside away from Sumlin. Those two not on the same page. Now make it second and 10.
Second down and 10.
It's amazing how momentum can ebb and flow in a football game. Mammoth had this game well in hand, potentially one score away from ending it in the first half. And then a blunder, a defensive lapse, and now they need to score, if for nothing else, to get some momentum back, at least move the football and not give it to Cornell in good field position.
Mick Lafferty in motion across the formation from left to right. Receivers either side on a second down. It'll be Hayes falling forward over the 26-yard line. 1 yard pickup. Make it third and 9.
Gain of 1, third down and 9.
It's amazing, isn't it, Matt? We've seen enough Mammoth football games to know that, and I just made the point to our good buddy Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press off the air, confidence in a football game is so very fragile. And when you don't have it, and when you don't have momentum, it's not a pretty thing.
Speaking of Josh Newman, he'll join me at halftime to talk about this game, and we'll take a peek at the Mammoth basketball scene, which has gotten up and running with practice. Hill now on third down. Here comes pressure. Lets it go. Looking for Davenport. Got to throw a flag there. Yikes. Nothing, though. Davenport angling for it, saying, showing his jersey to the near side referee, saying, look, it's all bunched up because someone was grabbing it. Doesn't work. And Mammoth will have to come on and punt the football again.
Remember earlier in the first half, the pass interference call on Tevron Brandon. That looked like nothing compared to that play. Now, if you want to talk about it, neither may be pass interference, but if either of them was, that one was. We saw that jersey pull when Lamar broke to the outside.
It's a discussion going on between the referees. Must be a clock thing.
If you set the game clock for 2 minutes and 54 seconds, it was an incomplete pass.
Thank you.
Got to put some time back on the clock. It says 2:39. It's got to go back up to 2:54.
We should have our buddy Kevin Williams on the PA kind of answer him back. We'll do that, but you missed the penalty.
Rogers back deep, awaiting, we hope, a kick from Spillane. Cornell showing pressure. They're going to bring the house again until Mammoth can prove that they can actually do this. Here comes pressure. Spillane has it blocked again. Could you have ever thought, and Spillane's down, he's hurt. Could you have ever thought that one unit would completely change the direction of a football game?
Recovered by Nick Bland.
Two blocks. A snap over the head of Spillane. And now Cornell has it first and 10 from the Mammoth 15-yard line. And let's say one thing, to be fair. You know, we keep saying Spillane's name because he's the punter. He's getting the kicks blocked. This is not his fault.
It's not all his fault, not by any stretch of the imagination. He's not taking an inordinate amount of time to punt the football. Can he get it out faster? Sure. But the bigger problem has been the protection. They are allowing Cornell way too much penetration on the punter, and now the Big Red are just going to keep bringing the heat. Because Mammoth has shown they can't punt the football in this game.
Here's Matthews now on first and 10, looking to go to work. Sets up screen back to the right. Galatly has it inside the 10, inside the 5. And he gets into the end zone for a touchdown. One play just like that. Mammoth has been completely thrown out of whack by the special teams today. And we are at 17-15. Let's see what Cornell does here. Looks like they will bring the extra point unit on and try to get it to 1 point. They could go for two and try and tie it right here.
Matt, I'm shocked right now. I am absolutely shocked. The momentum in this football game, all due to, and we don't want to seem like we're picking on anyone, obviously, but the punt team right now deserves to be picked on because they have given this game back to Cornell The offense has been stagnant the last two drives, but 17.5 is a good number. And there is a Monmouth player down as well in the end zone. Don't want to speculate. Is that... It was one of two players. I believe it's number 27, Andrew Sutton, who's down.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. That is the player who is down. He is being helped off.
I can't ever remember watching a game unravel due to the same unit, the same couple of plays that have just completely changed the complexion of this game.
Extra point, almost blocked for Monmouth, but instead it is kicked through by Olsen. We are at 17-16 with 2:36 to go. MU led 17-0. They've let Cornell pretty much come all the way back into this one. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. Back here from Kessler Field in Monmouth Stadium, Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, a game that MU was dominating and now is completely turned around. 17-16, Hawks lead. They have let Cornell back into this football game via the special teams unit. Two block punts, a snap over the head of Spillane that resulted in a safety, and we've got ourselves a brand new football game. Nagy and Cheney back deep. Here is Wells on to kick off. Nagy, three quarters of the way back in his own end zone, will take a knee. Ball will come out to the 25-yard line after the touchback.
Matt, that Cornell scoring drive, pretty easy. One play, 15 yards. Jeff Matthew touchdown pass to Grant Galatly on a screen pass. Took all of 9 seconds to make this a one-point game, 17-16. The Big Red with 16 unanswered after MU led 17-0.
We said this just about a minute ago in game action. The Monmouth offense can ill afford to be quick three and out. Well, the same thing holds true here, right here. On the ground, it will be Asante. He has ripped down at the line of scrimmage for no gain. On second and 10,
the ball carrier,
Kevin Marchand,
Justin
with the stop.
Harris.
It's funny, you look at the numbers, and Brandon Hill is outplaying Jeff Matthews right now. 12 out of 22, 166 yards, two scores. Matthews 7 of 13 for 86 and a score, but it's this Big Red team with all the momentum.
Trips left, receiver right. Hill will check things at the sideline. Play clock winding down now to 5. Going to have to hustle to get the snap off. With 2, snaps his hands, gets it just as it hits 0. Screen set up to the right for Asante. KB hit hard at the 30-yard line, diving forward to the 33. Cornell player that made the tackle is down. Don't have the number yet.
Pass complete.
It'll be
Asante.
Third down and a long 2.
Watson Lewis. It's
Jared Watson Lewis who is the player down.
Third down and 2.
Yeah, he went low on Asante to make the tackle. He actually took on a blocker when he did it. And I think Asante's leg hit him near the helmet because he was down moving, but down right away, as he'll be tended to now by the Cornell Sports Medicine staff.
We'll take a timeout here. We'll make it a 30-second break. Monmouth up top 17-16 with a minute 38 to go in the first half. Back right after this with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, we do welcome you back inside our broadcast booth at Kessler Field on homecoming. And while we have a free minute, we would like to thank our friends at University Subs, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, for their continued support of Monmouth football. USubs has been a neighborhood favorite for years, and they offer free delivery and 10% off to the Monmouth University dorms for MU students. MyUSubs.com is the website.
Key situation here is Jared Watson Lewis is being helped off by the training staff. Looks to be a little woozy getting up. I think he described it well. A leg or knee to helmet hit. And now a third down and 2 for Monmouth. Kind of needing a first down to at least get out of the first half with a lead after playing so well offensively. Hill going to check back over to the sideline. Morrow into the game at the H-back spot. McLafferty, tight end to the left. Sterling near side wide receiver. Up top to the right is Davenport. Asante, the deep man, and an offset eye formation with Morrow. Play clock down to 10. Hill gets it. We'll give it to Asante, who will be close to a first down. Needed to break the plane of the 35. I think he's going to have just enough, and he will. So the sticks will move, and Monmouth with a minute to go. Interested to see if MU just kind of keeps it on the ground and gets the halftime, or tries maybe something downfield here on first down. It'll be Asante on the ground, spinning forward to the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 4. Play clock and game clock basically simultaneous. I don't think Monmouth will have to snap it again if they don't want to. They do say the game split up into thirds, offense, defense, and special teams, all equally important, more than passing grades offensively and defensively. The special teams, an F so far today. Second down and just about 6. Monmouth will snap it here with the clock just about hitting 0. Asante gets the final carry and works forward for a gain of maybe a yard. Referees getting quickly involved. A little bit of pushing and shoving between the Monmouth offensive line and the Cornell defensive line. We'll step out here at the half. It is Monmouth 17, Cornell 16. When we come back, we'll do scores. We'll do an interview with the outstanding writer from the Asbury Park Press, Josh Newman. We'll also take a look at stats so far at the break. Monmouth hoping to get themselves back on track a little bit here, special teams-wise, for that unit to join the good play of the offense and the defense. MU, all things considered, still leading this one by a point. 17-16. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.